You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of major sporting events have found ways to continue this year, making necessary safety modifications during the coronavirus pandemic, among them the Tour de France, which was postponed a month and concluded in September. Professional cyclist Nielsen Paulus got the opportunity not only to compete in the race, but also represent a group that doesn't have a huge presence in the sport, Native Americans. Nielsen and his sister Shayna Paulus, who's also a professional cyclist, share a connection to the Oneida Nation here in Wisconsin, though they were raised in California. We have both of them with us now. Shayna, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And Nielsen, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Nielsen, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with the Tour de France this year?
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy year to race my first Tour de France. It was always a dream growing up, and it was a goal I'd been working towards for what seems like forever, just to at least compete. But this year was definitely pretty crazy. Just getting to Europe was pretty intense, just flying into the United Kingdom and quarantining there for 2 weeks, and then flying into Spain, where I do most of my training with my team before the tour. And then after I got into Spain, I had to do another quarantine with my team in a small country called Andorra. And we had to test ourselves about three times until we could leave that training camp and then go to the start of the tour, which was nuts. So it was incredibly difficult just to make it to the tour. And then being able to race it this year was just such an incredible experience.
And Shayna, what kind of racing have you been able to do this COVID year?
So I've pretty much just done one race this whole year, at least in real life, amongst other real people. But yeah, that was in February. I did the Valley of the Sun stage race with my team, Team 2020, professional women's cycling team. And since then, I haven't done an actual in real life events since then, due to COVID, unfortunately. But thankfully, I've been able to do a lot of virtual Zwift racing, which has been such a blast. And it's really challenged me in a lot of ways, both physically and mentally, just because we've been doing it pretty consistently ever since COVID hit. But yeah, I mean, it's been like a fun new opportunity to improve with my virtual racing. And yeah, it's been a blast, and I'm thankful that we have that, because other than that, we haven't really been able to have any opportunities with racing in real life.
And Shayna, I understand you and your organization are working to get more youth, especially in and around Indigenous communities, into sports and cycling. You're hoping, pandemic permitting, to do some summer camps, including here in Wisconsin. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so our foundation was started last year with my boyfriend. His name's Ely Onku. He's a current defensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. So yeah, we partnered with a few other people to kind of bring this Dreamcatcher Foundation to life last year, him and his agents, and then of course him and I, with the main goal of being able to provide youth sports camps for youth of all ages, 18 and under, and then more specifically Native youth. So last year we were able to host our first annual camp, which was a football focused camp in Ely's hometown of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And it was a huge turnout. We had almost 150 kids show up. So it was a huge success. And we were planning to host our second annual camp this summer, but unfortunately with COVID, that was pretty much impossible. But we are looking forward to hosting our next camp, hopefully next summer, if we can. But again, it's hard to plan right now just with how COVID has kind of just been lately. But we are hoping next summer will be the time to host the next camp. But yeah, we are hoping to eventually host a camp at some point in Wisconsin, either in the Green Bay area or on the Oneida Reservation, just because I have quite a few family ties in Oneida. So we would love to host either a cycling camp or a football camp or a combined cycling and football camp. But yeah, we're just kind of playing it by ear right now and seeing where things go with COVID. Again, we don't have anything set in stone right now in terms of where our next camp or when it's actually going to be. But yeah, we're hoping hopefully next summer, and maybe Wisconsin, maybe in Canada again. But we'll just have to wait and see.
And Nielsen, can you talk about how important it is to you to be representing Native Americans in your cycling?
Yeah, it was really incredible how the amount of people that were reaching out back from Wisconsin and just across the nation in general from many other tribes as well, but especially from the Oneida Tribe of Indians, just constantly having people contacting me, reaching out, saying how inspiring it was that that I was sort of being a trailblazer for North American Native Americans in the Tour de France. And it was a pretty unique feeling, I think, because the Tour de France is such a event that's it's so steeped in history, and at least like to the French people, like that race is like just right in line with like the history of their country as well, and they use it as a way to showcase their country. But then when you have someone who has history that goes even it comes from a nation that has history that goes even deeper than the French people, even the French were getting extremely excited and really intrigued by my background. And I think that being able to have the level of influence that I had available at the tour was just amazing. And I think that my ability to just reach a lot of people with that story sort of helped to resonate with the Native youth in America, and just other Native news outlets as well, were really just taking hold of it. So it was a really incredible experience.
Just a few moments left, Shayna. Your brother and sister, you're both performing at a high level in your sport of choice, cycling. What got you both into it?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We get asked quite a bit. So our parents were both athletes, and my mom was an Olympic marathon runner who competed in the 92 Barcelona Olympics, representing Guam. And my dad was an Ironman triathlete for many years. He's done like 14 or 15 Ironmans. So, I mean, with both of our parents being athletes for years, they just kind of got us into athletics from such a young age, just because they had that similar background. Our parents had us in so many different sports from such a young age, whether it was anything from gymnastics to soccer, basketball, volleyball, track and field, cross country, swimming, everything, you name it. I can only think of a few sports that we haven't tried. cycling was kind of something Nielsen and I got more and more into, I would say, during our high school years. That's when we kind of figured out that was the sport that we both wanted to end up in and kind of prioritize. I definitely don't think Nielsen and I would be where we are today, especially in our professional careers, if it wasn't for our parents and their motivation, their encouragement, and their guidance for both of us through the years.
Shayna and Nielsen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shayna and Nielsen Palace are professional cyclists raised in California with ties to the Oneida Nation in Wisconsin.